News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Welcome on to WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center poised for another big week of taking fabulous care of us. We very much appreciate that. In the studio with us now, Hank Baylor is here. He's a member of the Buffalo Valley Singers. Good Lewisburg area resident. His name's popped up on a wide range of tasks and jobs and advisory boards and things and stuff and business. And
you
used
morning,
to
Mark.
Be super duper busy, right?
Yes, kind of.
Right, and now you're just a busy guy. So, Hank Baylor, thanks for coming back.
You're
always glad to
welcome.
Talk to you.
It's a pleasure.
We've talked to him about important township issues, but we're glad to say that occasionally we talk to him about the Buffalo Valley Singers. And to that end, Steve Kushaloff is here, another singer who's got decades of public singing behind him. He's an assistant stage manager for BVS. Of course, you know him as a previous CEDACOG employee and worked here at WKOK years ago. And do you sing in the car? Is that to where some folks may hear you singing?
I don't.
You're not a car singer.
No,
okay.
Really.
I don't sing in the car. I yell in the car.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, Steve's not directing traffic with that finger while he's driving conducting music. He's letting other motorists know that they've done a satisfactory job. So, all right. So, welcome on board. The Buffalo Valley Singers have a concert coming up. It is this weekend. If there ever was a group that had some pent-up interest in really belting out some fantastic songs, it would be these folks. They missed two or three performances so far, so they're just anxious to get back on stage. Who wants to give us an overview of an upcoming performance? We'll start out with Hank.
Okay, this, of course, Steve, why don't we lead off with you, because you've got a pretty good idea of what this is all about. All right.
Well, it's this weekend. Thank you, Mark. We are performing on Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m., and then we're performing again on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock p.m., two performances. They're going to be held at St. John's United Church of Christ, which is on Buffalo Road, just outside of Lewisburg. Tickets are $5. I mean, we're not quite giving them away, but that's a pretty reasonable
pretty much,
price.
Yeah.
What does that cover? The hall? And that's about it, right?
Yeah.
We have to pay for our music, so a lot of people don't recognize
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, there are significant expenses just in running the Buffalo Valley Singers, as there would be with any choral group. But, you know, we have two goals, our organization. One is to provide an outlet for people who love music, whether it's singing in the shower or singing in the car. This is a way for them to, you know, enjoy their love of music. And the other thing is we want to be able to present the community with music at a reasonable rate. So, yeah, tickets are $5. And I was telling Hank, our director once said that in her mind, this is our Christmas concert for her is the beginning of Christmas. Well, Hank and I were talking, and this is just going to be it's just a wonderful way to begin Christmas week. You know, surrounded by music, a diversity of music. I mean, we're doing everything from Hank's favorite song. It's called Hata Chocolata.
There's a story about that, but we won't go through it.
But
you have to come and hear it.
Yes, it's about the joys of hot chocolate
right.
in the Christmas season. And then at the other end of the extreme is the Hallelujah Chorus. So it's going to be such a diversity of music.
The whole spectrum, yeah.
Well, yeah, it takes a good sort of pedestrian, not pedestrian, but layperson's group to be able to wrap up with Hallelujah Chorus, but to get I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus along the way in between.
Hot chocolate.
Yeah, and this is National Hot Cocoa Day,
right,
so it's very
true.
Appropriate
true,
that,
yes.
that we're talking about that. Hank, why sing? Why do this? As I mentioned, you're a busy guy, but you carve out time to practice and to sing and to go to the performances.
That's a really good question. First of all, music—it's a universal language. It doesn't matter. I mean, it does things. It sets mood. It sets tone. It sets so many things go on with music. Like universally, you know, two notes, da 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 da. What's it? A a shark, right? Or doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, Close Encounter of Third Kind. It's amazing what music does to you mentally when you're humming or singing or you hear music. As I said, I yell in the car. Me and Pandora are friends. So, you know, I sing because it's fun. It's relaxing. It does a lot of things chemically and physically to make you feel good. And you don't have to be a good singer to be a singer. You know, singing is a pleasure, and it's something that you enjoy, and I enjoy it immensely. I'm not a real good singer. I'm okay. I'm okay for me, and I guess that's what counts. But I join the choir because other people have the same kind of thing going on with music, and you don't have to be a great singer to be in, or even a really good singer to be in our chorus.
Well, boy, well said. You know, I was just thinking yesterday afternoon, I'm listening to the podcast of the Sunday morning shows. You know, I'm getting fueled up so I can argue with Joe McGranahan later today, something about Steve knows all about. But at the end of the time, I'm listening to Fiddler on the Roof and singing la-da-da-da-da-da as loud as I could while I'm raking leaves in the backyard. Yeah. You know, what am I trying to put a finger on here, Steve?
Boy, that's a darn good question. I've been doing solos for, actually, it's been over 30 years, which amazes me. You know, part of it is, if as far as doing the solos, it's just kind of challenging yourself. To me, though, it's not so much why sing; it's just why music in general. And I guess I could really try to think about it and come up with a. But I grew up in the 60s, and all I can tell you, Mark, is that when the Beatles came along, man, all of us. Mm-hmm. Wanted to grow our hair long and buy a guitar. And so that's kind of what did it for me. And if there are people out there listening who love singing, love music, then Buffalo Valley Singers is the place for you. Number one, you can be a part of Buffalo Valley Singers. There is no audition required. You know, so you just come. We'll figure out whether you belong with the sopranos, the altos, the tenors, the basses. No audition. And everybody, when you say to them, you know, why don't you come join? They'll laugh. They're like, oh, I can't sing. Well, you know what? You're going to be part of a group of 60, 65 people. You're going to blend right in. You know, the audience, unless you choose to try a solo, the audience probably isn't going to pick out your specific voice. You're going to just blend in with the other 60 or 65 people who love music the way you do.
I'd like to tag on to that for 1 second, and that is when I ask Connie, who, by the way, is the best director in the world.
Connie Pauling.
Connie Pauling, yes. Connie Pauling Young. And I said, Connie, you know, I just don't know if I can do that. She goes, everybody can sing. There isn't a person that I can't get to sing. And what's important here is that when you join the group, you're not, as Steve had said, where you don't have to go through any kind of recital or sing an aria or anything like that. You're going to be a member, and you will blend in, believe me. I'm a tenor, and I'm thought, wow, you know, this is, I'm really going to have tough reading music. You don't need to know how to read music, and that's probably one of the biggest fears people have in joining a chorus. You really don't need to do that. You learn through the others that you're singing with, and you don't stand out as a single person. You're as a group. If you're a tenor or a soprano, or it doesn't matter. You sing with the group, and you learn. You don't really need to learn how to read the music, and eventually you start reading music after a couple of years.
Yeah, and basically, you look at the music, and when the notes go up, you'll make your voice go up. And when the notes go down, you'll make your voice go down.
It's that simple.
It is really that simple.
With the hole in the middle.
When it goes up a lot, then you go up a lot. You know, one little note, you go up a half or a whole note. You know, so you learn those things over time. So you can't let that stand in front of you as a hurdle to join a group where you can really let her go and enjoy yourself.
In fact, I started out with Buffalo Valley Singers. I started out as a tenor.
Yeah.
And I guess kind of struggled to reach those notes, and I talked it over with Connie, And between the two of us, we came to the conclusion, well, maybe I should try singing with the basses. So now I sing with the basses. Yeah.
And of those who are listening this morning and you think you might be interested in something like this, we start a new cycle at the end of January. We're focusing on a May concert. I believe it's May, isn't it, Steve?
I believe so.
Yeah. And so we meet every Monday from 7 o'clock until 9. And sometimes we get out before 9, maybe 5 minutes. Connie takes us right to 9 o'clock usually, but you kind of don't want to leave. It's that kind of environment where you make friends and you have something in common. As I said initially, it's a universal language, and once you start it, you can't stop.
This Saturday, start Christmas week, 7:30 p.m. Saturday at the St. John's United Church of Christ. That's right on Route 192, 1050 Buffalo Road in Lewisburg, and then on Sunday at 3 p.m. with the Buffalo Valley Singers. I ask them all these questions because I want you to know what's happening in the front of the hall, but you want folks to be in the back of the hall, in the house, and that's what you're doing here today, to invite folks to be at the show.
Sure. Come to the show this weekend, but also consider the fact that if you have any desire whatsoever to sing, join us. We'd love to have you.
You can go to BuffaloValleySingers.org for more information. Please,
Absolutely.
Steve.
Absolutely, yeah.
What else? This idea that this is going to be, as we mentioned maybe a little bit at the beginning, a mix of music from traditional religious-based music up to sort of frivolous Santa Claus music.
We're even doing one of the solos, and it's actually a trio, is even doing the old Darlene Love holiday rocker from 1963. So we've got... I hope we'll see you in the audience, and if I gave you the name of the song, Mark, the name of the song is Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home. Now, have you ever heard that?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Doesn't ring a bell. If you heard the song, you'd say, oh, my God, I've heard that a million times.
Okay. All right, just about out of time. We'll let Hank give us the last pitch for folks to either participate, and well, not this weekend, but participate in the future, but or to go to this weekend's concert.
Sure. Kick off your Christmas weekend with our concert. It's a good way to start it out, and you will really enjoy it. Secondly, consider the fact that you are a singer, no matter who you are. Everybody sings in their brain or actually through their mouth, but consider joining us. So see what we look like and then take a shot.
Yeah, everybody's a singer. For those folks yesterday in my neighborhood who suffered through some of the tunes from Hamilton and Fiddler on the Roof, I apologize, but everybody's a singer, right?
That's right.
That's all there is to it. Hank Baylor, performer of the Buffalo Valley Singers, and Steve Kushaloff, assistant stage manager with the Buffalo Valley Singers on our show, BuffaloValleySingers.org. You can catch their shows this Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. or Sunday, 3 p.m. And does BVS have a telephone number? I don't see that on my notes here. Is there a telephone number? Hank, you're going to have to give out your home phone again.
I don't mind doing that. However, just get on the website. There's a place where you can contact someone through a phone.
All right, and 1% of our audience doesn't use the web. What's your phone number again?
570-713-0920.
0920. All right, we'll make that available to folks who might want to contact our newsroom if they want that repeated. Thank you both so much for all you're doing. Thanks for being great singers around here.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.